No, I am absolutely gutted for the players because we've played three finals basically in 3 weeks. We won the National League. We had to come out last week and play a playoff, and this week again. I know Donegal played against Mayo in a promotion playoff or relegation playoff, and had 2 weeks. Up to last week, we had a week. I mean, it's absolutely heart wrenching. We won Division 3A. I want to go into Division 2B, and they should promote us to Division 2B. I don't care. That's the bottom line. We should be. And they can change rules when they want, they can change competitions when they want, and they can do it at the drop of a hat. So I don't see why we shouldn't be in Division 2B. We won our league and we deserve to go up. And, you know, as I say, they had a committee that was set up to look at hurling. To me, there's nothing wrong with hurling in the stronger counties, in the likes of Cork and Tipperary, Kilkenny, these teams. The top 10, 11 teams, there's nothing wrong with hurling. You know, but what was done or what's in it for the teams, and I'm not saying weaker because we're not any weaker than anybody else. I don't class myself as weaker than anybody else. What has been done for hurling in the Midlands, in the North, I can't see what. They've done actually nothing, you know what I mean? There's actually roadblocks been put in the way rather than roads been opened up to allow you an avenue to get to a higher level. That's what I see. And, you know, when you have to play these promotion relegation playoffs in both the Nicky Racket and the league, it's really a joke. And it's highly, highly frustrating because, you know, I don't believe there's people are really serious about it. If they were serious about it, they'd look at this and deal with it. But that's not happening, as far as I can see. As I told the players, I never post-mortem directly after the game. But, you know, I mean, I just wanted the players, you know, to say, to get them picked up again, that game's now gone. We have another competition coming up, the Nicky Racket, in a couple of weeks' time. And, you know, there's a lot of effort has been put in. They've done extremely well all year to win the league. To remain unbeaten last year and to win the league this year. So, you know, you don't just throw it all away. We have to regroup, refocus, and let's go again to look at the Nicky Racket. And that's what I was trying to say. You know, be disappointed, absolutely, because if you're not disappointed, there's something wrong. But, you know, I mean, get a few days, get over it, and we'll look forward then to trying to regroup for the Nicky Racket. Now, unfortunately, there is club matches coming up, which the lads have to play as well. And in fairness to the clubs, they've put them off to allow us to play in these couple of matches. So they will have club matches coming up, which is, yet again, you know, when you're dealing with probably two clubs providing the majority of the players to the county team, the clubs have to get a crack at it as well, which is another problem, you know what I mean, trying to play county hurling and club hurling when there's so many players involved in both. It's hard to do. But, you know, when you speak to people about this, or the people in committees and mention this to them, they agree with you, but nobody ever does anything about it.